When you sell an item, you pay tax on any capital gain you've realized. For example, if you buy a piece of jewelry for $5,000 and sell it 3 years later for $6,000, you are taxed on the gain of $1,000. When you sell business-related property, however, you are taxed not only on the gain on the value of the property, but any depreciation you've taken during the time you've owned the property. Depending on individual circumstances, depreciation can greatly increase your tax burden for gains on real estate relative to other types of investments. Here's why. When you purchase investment real estate, you're allowed to depreciate your cost of improvements in personal property, other than land, over a period of time. The depreciation takes the form of a tax deduction against other taxable income. For real estate, depreciation results in an annual tax deduction of approximately 3.6% of the amount paid for the property. But every time you take the depreciation deduction, you reduce the cost basis of the property, that is, the base amount against which any ultimate gain is calculated. Consequently, every year that you claim a tax deduction for depreciation, you increase the gain on which you'll ultimately be taxed. For example, assume that you buy a piece of real estate for $200,000 and sell it 3 years later for $220,000. Assume, too, that each year that you own the property, you take a depreciation tax deduction of about $7,000, or $21,000 total over the course of 3 years. When you sell the property at the end of the third year, your adjusted cost basis is $179,000 rather than $200,000, so your gain for tax purposes is $41,000 rather than $20,000. That means that you end up paying more than twice as much in capital gains taxes as you would for a comparable investment that you did not depreciate. Are these tax laws unfair? Not at all. Because each year you owned the property, you saved on your taxes due to the depreciation deduction, and the taxes you save were calculated at your ordinary income tax rate, which is higher than the capital gains tax rate. Since income tax rates are higher, this is a tremendous benefit of real estate investing. Based on the assumptions presented previously, an owner could depreciate roughly $7,200 per year, that is the $200,000 purchase price times the 3.6% allowable depreciation. Therefore, over a three-year period, the owner would have taken $21,600 in depreciation, and that would have substantially lowered his income tax liability. When you analyze the figures like this, you can see how attractive real estate is from a return standpoint, even excluding any other benefits you might receive, like equity buildup on the mortgage or positive cash flow. Now, here's the good news. The return can be even better if you use a property exchange.